Before people buy into something, they want to know the nature of the thing they're considering. This is true of automotive leases, of friendships, and when we seek a husband or a wife. We want to know the nature of that which we are engaging, the nature of what it is we're getting into. Is it genuine? Is it true? Can it be trusted? This is also the case when it comes to people and they're seeking God in their lives. They want to know His true, genuine, and trustworthy nature. That's why this sermon series is being given, and that's why it's being presented here, so that the individual, you, whether a seeker or a believer, or a skeptic or a scoffer, can come to know better the very genuine nature of the God of the Old and the New Testaments. This is being done via an analysis of the fruit of the Spirit as presented in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. It reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." These fruit of the Spirit are from the Holy Spirit Himself, or as expressed in the triune, God the Holy Spirit. Since there are no contradictions within God, and since He cannot lie, we can know beyond any shadow of any doubt and witness via the Scripture that these, the fruit of the Spirit, were the outpourings of Jesus Christ, God the Son, during His ministry, His suffering, death, and resurrection. We can also know that these were the outpourings of Yahweh, God the Father, who sent His one and only begotten Son, as it reads in John 3:16, so that none would perish, as it reads in 2 Peter 3:9. Therefore, because of the fruit of the Spirit, and by studying them and coming to know them more intimately, because of this, we can know that when we read of these in Galatians 5:22, we are in fact coming to know the very nature of God Himself. And more than that, we can know that He is genuine and He is in fact trustworthy. This is our greatest hope as a congregation. And I have to concede this is my greatest prayer as a pastor, that this sermon series would be of encouragement to the seeker and to the believer, that it would turn the head and the heart of the skeptic and the scoffer, that these things would be accomplished through a study of Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the fruits of the Spirit, this in service to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.